There's widespread agreement in New Jersey that the 20-year-old law governing charter schools needs to be revised. And now, Burlington County Democratic State Assemblyman Troy Singleton is prepared to put his proposal out for review. Let's go to school once again with NJ Spotlight founder and education writer John Mooney. Welcome back, John.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk about the points of accord. What aspects of the law does most everyone agree needs to be revised?
Well, I think they wanted to update key pieces around how the process works. Right now, it all goes through the Department of Education, which has served the state okay, but they wanted another layer of what they call authorizing, which provides both reviews and approves or not new applicants, but also continues to monitor them and has the power to revoke them. I think there was a sense that there needed to be some more authorizing powers in the state to, in part, take the load off of the Department of Ed, but also to provide some independence from the Department of Ed. There's a general sense that at least providing some kind of standards of performance for the charter schools in terms of their enrollments, as well as how well the kids do, and to add a little bit of accountability to the schools. There's a lot of concerns that they do skim kids or push them out if they're not working out. I think there was a general consensus on that. But after that, it starts to diverge.
What you're referring to is skimming kids, others actually term segregation, and that's one of the attacks on the Singleton plan, and it doesn't address that.
Yeah, he gives a nod to the issue and says that has to be part of the performance agreements that the charters enter into with the state. But there are others who cite that needs to be a requirement, that the schools really reflect the communities they serve and that they're not, you know, predominantly one race or another, or they don't have as many special needs students or don't have as many significantly poor students. And there's a movement afoot, or at least among some advocates, that should be a pretty precise requirement on charter schools. He has made the point that when they go through a lottery system to be accepted in the first place, that's hard to require.
Let's look at another hot point in the debate. Apparently, the Singleton bill does not require a local vote for final approval of charters. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of pushback on that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and that's probably the biggest point of contention in the state. Right now, local boards have some input. They're permitted to make recommendations, but they have certainly no binding say on whether a charter is approved or not. Some folks on the other side, and especially in the charter community, have said that if it was left to local communities to approve charters, none would be approved or very few would be approved. That's going to be a big issue in what this next bill is going to be. The Christie administration has not hit its opposition to such a requirement in terms of local approval. And much of the other big leaders in the legislature around education have also said that they would probably not go along with that. And most notably, State Senator Teresa Ruiz, who's the Senate Education Chairman and a pretty powerful voice in the Senate on education policy. So there'll be a tug of war on that one, and that may take a little while to resolve.
Ruiz is apparently developing her own bill. Do you know if it's going to diverge much from Singleton's?
It's hard to say. I mean, they've definitely been talking. She leans more towards his side on a lot of these issues. She herself was on the board of a charter school and certainly does not hide her support for charter schools as a movement. But she's also pretty good, and she proved it. She shepherded through New Jersey's tenure reform law, ending up getting bipartisan unanimous support for that, though there's been, you know, some debate since then. But she's good at building consensus around issues, and she might, you know, be able to find some middle ground that people can sign on to.
Let's talk timetable. Is there an incentive to do this sooner rather than later?
Well, on one hand, they've been talking about it for a long time, and you'd think that they want to get it resolved, but I'm not sure that necessarily it's going to happen real soon.
Safe to say, though, we don't have to wait another two decades.
I would hope not. Actually, one of the omissions in all these bills that are getting tossed around is none of them are really addressing much either the funding of charter schools, and that's a continuing point of contention, both from the charter schools as well as the local districts that are often paying the bill. And then none of these proposals as yet address online charter schools or virtual schools. New Jersey right now does not have law that addresses that. It doesn't have law that explicitly excludes it or prohibits it, but so far even the Christie administration has not been willing to dive into that, realizing that that's a really hot issue these days, and that's probably going to require its own legislation.
Thanks, John.
Always a pleasure.
NJ Spotlight founder and education writer John Mooney on Newsworks Tonight.